In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Although the presidential race gets all the headlines, let's just set aside the quality of those headlines for now. There are other politics out there. Congress is back in session, and it just wouldn't be Congress without the threat of a government shutdown. This time, because a toxic mix of presidential politics and budget realities has slowed that august body to even more of a crawl. Nancy Marshall Genzer tells us why.
If you thought there was a coherent budget process, think again. The government's fiscal year closes at the end of this month, so Congress has just a little more than 3 weeks to pass bills funding the entire federal government for the coming year. And really, that's not going to happen, says Stan Collender, budget guru and executive vice president of MSL Group.
Rationality is not what's driving activities in Washington. It's irrationality. It's people saying, you know, I'm going to take my ball and go home.
It's government gone wild. Then again, Collender says, at this point, there's only a 10 to 15% chance of a government shutdown because nobody wants to be blamed for it. And there's another deadline looming. We'll hit the debt ceiling this spring, maxing out our government credit card. Congress will have to vote to raise the debt limit.
It's a must-pass bill.
That's Steve Bell with the Bipartisan Policy Center. He says because it's a must-pass bill, members of Congress can load it up with other stuff they want.
You have to increase the debt limit at some point. And yes, you can put things on it.
Things other lawmakers may not like. Greg Daco is chief U.S. economist at Oxford Economics. He says really, though, Congress has almost no choice. It has to increase the debt limit. Otherwise, you get sharp cuts in government spending.
If you cut that suddenly, that's a major, major hit on the economy. And that would probably lead us into a recession.
Which would really make voters mad. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.